A bid to relive the community spirit, hijinks and inter-town competitiveness of telethons of the past will get underway across the country this weekend with the Super Saturday Vaxathon. Up and down the country, vaccination clinics will be open as well as pop-up locations, with many offering freebies, entertainment and food to try, and in a bid to bump up Aotearoa's vaccination rates. Rachel Graham has more.
Thank you very much for your kind donation. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for your kind donation. Thank you very, very, very much.
Telethons of old were all about bringing together the community to raise funds. Tomorrow's Super Saturday Vaxathon endeavours to bring together the community to give vaccination numbers a much-needed boost. One of the organisers of the event, Tāmati Shepherd-Wepeti from the Ministry of Health, says organisers will be encouraging people to stick to social distancing requirements, but also want to create a fun atmosphere.
We're in level two and we're in level three, so we've had to issue guidelines about how you're going to do that safely in terms of the vaccathon. We're trying to figure out how do we do the conga in the Avalon TV studios, a metre and a half, 2 metres apart. Yeah, it's going to be a challenge, but we've got this.
DHBs, health providers and community groups in small towns and big cities are helping put on the events. In Waitara, a clinic will be held by health provider Tui Ora. Bianca Ruakiri says people getting vaccinated are helping themselves and their community.
We have a coffee card on the go, free coffees, free sausage sizzle, and anybody who gets vaccinated there not only get a $20 New World voucher to spend, but they are also going to be making donations to the Waitara Food Bank, $20 for every vaccination that gets done at that clinic tomorrow. We've also got some draws for grocery hampers, and 12 to 18-year-olds can go in the draw to win a Yui Boom speaker.
Tui Ora will also have a clinic in New Plymouth with a live DJ, bacon and egg fry bread giveaways, and more $20 supermarket vouchers. East Christchurch has some of the lowest vaccination rates in Christchurch, and Kate O'Grady, the manager at health provider The Loft in Eastgate Mall, is hoping they can lift those numbers this weekend.
As part of 90% for Canterbury, the Christchurch Chamber of Commerce have donated a rollicking gelato van. We've also got Mitre 10 barbecue coming down. We've got the Black Thunders who are going to be out in the main car park. There's a big bouncy castle, and we've got loads of prizes to give away.
In Queenstown, people can get vaccinated while enjoying a view of Lake Wakatipu aboard the Earnslaw on Saturday. Queenstown has one of the highest vaccination rates in the country, but the Chief Executive Officer of RealNZ, Stephen England-Hall, says they wanted to help encourage the remaining few.
They'll board the vessel, they'll get their vaccination, and then they'll head upstairs to the promenade deck where they can receive a free barista coffee from the Earnslaw crew while they undergo observation. And then at the end of that, of course, they get the chance to have a tour of the vessel if they wish to while she's tied up. And then on the way out of the boat back to the wharf, they can spin the wheel and be in to win some trips or treats.
In Auckland, the Super Saturday attractions will include TV and sports stars, Mr. Whippy trucks, free coffee and food, spot prizes and dress-ups. But with Auckland still under level 3 restrictions and new cases popping up every day, Dr. Sarah Hartnell, the clinical operations lead for the Auckland vaccination program, says special care has been taken to make sure the events are safe.
A lot of the focus for our activities are outside always, so that's the first important thing that we've sort of made clear. Distancing is really, really important, particularly if there is food and drink around. Really need to be tight and careful on keeping people in their bubbles and distanced appropriately. PPE, making sure that people are masked, good hand hygiene.
But the events, entertainment and enticements are not evenly spread around the country. And Federated Farmers Southland Shearmilkers Chair, Jason Herrick, doesn't think it will be of much use for farmers. He says this is a particularly busy time of year.
We're calving and mating in particular on dairy farms, and there's a lot of sheep farmers lambing at the moment. So, and arable guys are flat out trying to put crops in the ground. So time away from farmers is precious time at this time of year. So they might be feeling the pressures